Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. This is a day that the Lord has made. We should be glad and do what? And rejoice in it. Children, let us repeat that. This is a day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and do what? And rejoice in it. Glory be to God. Worship team, thank you so much. Esther and group, thank you. Hallelujah. Let's give them a big hand clap. Yes. Like Joan said, it was off cuff. Okay? They didn't rehearse. They didn't. Yeah, because they needed to rest from last week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, so thank you so much. Bridget, good to see you and your children. We missed you last Sunday. Glory be to God. Yes, Sheki, where were you? Anyway, we missed you, amen? We did what? We missed you with Sheki and your sister. Where's your brother? Eh? He's at school. Okay, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Carl and company. Glory be to God. Hannah is out. Yeah, she's glory be to God. Yeah, she uses a lot of energy, then she just blacks out thereafter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mr. Sam, it's okay. Good to see you. Let's give Mr. Sam, it's okay. A big hand clap is here. Yes, Christina hasn't told us the source of the dollars. Okay, most probably they were not from Dennis, because she said that everyone received. Because when you give, you're not receiving, isn't it? Hallelujah. Yes. But anyway, that's good, amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, welcome back from the anniversary. Okay? Welcome back from the anniversary. Yes, I don't know what the response should be. Thank you. You're welcome. Welcome back too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. This is supposed to be a chilled service, okay, low-key. So even me, I acknowledge that during the week, I didn't, to be honest, I didn't spend as much time with the Lord as I usually do. Amen? Yeah, but starting tomorrow, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah? And I don't think I'm the only one. For me, I'm just being, honest, isn't it? Hallelujah. Yes, but, anyway, God is what? God is good. Yes. Now we are going to talk about, basically, what we talked about last week at the anniversary. And that is walking by the faith of Abraham. All right? Walking by what? The faith of Abraham. Glory be to God. Walking by the faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm giving time for Sheki to finish writing the title. Glory be to God. So I'm going to be going at Sheki's pace, because she's the only serious person today. Okay? And her sister is serious also, but in her own way. You know, you can be serious, but in what? Different ways, isn't it? Yes, even her sister is serious, but in a different way. Amen? Hallelujah. So walking by the faith of Abraham. Amen. Now, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 to 6, that, okay, so God gets Abraham, brings him outside at night. Then he told him that, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And God said to Abraham that, so shall your descendants be. Meaning, children, that Abraham's children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren were going to be as many as the stars in the sky. Isn't it? By the way, it's interesting that when I was a child, I used to see so many stars at night. Eh? Like the sky every night was filled with stars. But these days I don't see them. Maybe I was looking at them with a child's eyes. I don't know. But I think they have reduced, isn't it? So of course, I can't ask the children because for them, they don't have what to compare with. But it's true. Yes, man. Cloudy or the pollution, I don't know. Children, when... What expands? The universe expands. No. Glory. But he has tried. He has tried. We'll give them a big hand for trying. So, children, let me tell you, when I was very young, would look up in the sky at night, and it was all filled with stars. When I was young, shaky, when I was lying like you at night, okay, but these days you just see 3, 2, Glory be to God. Flora, it's true, Yes. So I don't know what, I think either the smoke of the, not the smoke, yeah, the smoke from the car, any, I don't know, the pollution. Mark, you're a brilliant chap. What's the reason?
Light pollution. Light pollution.
Light.
More urbanization means more people have light, so you can't see the stars as you used to. But if you go to the village where there is no power, you will see them.
Andrew. And so, Mark is saying that the stars are actually still there. Okay? But because at night, these days, it is also bright because there are so many lights over the place, you can't see them. You understand? Yeah, but in the village, that you can see them. Because there are not so many cars, not so many traffic lights, not so many... Dennis, is that true? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Kalibala, what do you think? Mr. Kalibala, what do you think? We finished that one. 12 day or day. Glory be to God. 12 day or day. Yes. Anyway, so God tells Abraham that his children will be so many. His children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Okay? There will be as many as the stars in the sky. Okay? Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12. Okay, the Bible says that therefore, from one man, and that man is Abraham, from one man, and him as good as dead, that means that he was a very old man, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sun, which is by the seashore. All right? Remember, when Abraham was 100 years, children, okay, he was older than your grandfathers. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? How old is your grandfather?
I think so.
You know that your grandfather told me at the university, the father to your mother. She told me. He told me. He's more than 70, of course. Eh? He's like what? 81. Glory be to God. You didn't know your grandfather is 81. Hallelujah. But we joined when he had been. Eh? He didn't really. Yes, he was active, but he didn't teach our class, but he was the head of the department. The first time, eh? Okay? So anyway, Abraham, when he was older than Shechi's grandfather, he was 100 years, he got a child, and that is Isaac. Okay? And from then Isaac had Jacob, yeah? Isaac had twins, you remember? Isaac was a salongo. Okay? His wife was a what? So good at that way. I'm speaking with young children. So, Abraham was a what?
Salongo.
Salongo. And his wife was a what?
Nalongo.
You know what Nalongo means? Okay. Like, interesting, you know this one? Yeah. Kids of these days only know English. So anyway, so Isaac got twins, then the twins also got children. Then even also us who are born again, the Bible says that we are also children of Abraham. Okay? So you can see God fulfilled his promise of Abraham having so many children and so many grandchildren. Even us, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you are added to the family of Abraham. Did you know that? That's why there's a song that says, Father Abraham had many sons.
Had many sons, Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. So let us praise the right hand.
Father Abraham, let's sing. Had many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them. So are you. So let us praise the right hand. Okay, let's stop there. Glory be to God. All right, so, okay. I am one of the children of Abraham, and so are you. All right? So God fulfilled the what? The promise he gave him in Genesis chapter 15. Hallelujah. But Abraham had to believe God. It wasn't easy. He had to wait. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 4, from verse 18, it says that, okay, when it is talking about Abraham, it says that contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed so that he became the father of many nations, according to what God had promised him. Contrary to hope, he believed. That means that when it looked impossible, that the promise of God would never come to pass, Abraham still believed. Hallelujah. Amen. When it looked impossible, he was like, I'm a very old man. My wife is very old. Will I really have children? Okay? It looked what? Impossible. Okay? But he still believed because he was like, the God who gave me this promise is faithful. He keeps his promises. Okay? And then it says that, and therefore, he became the father of many nations, the father of a multitude of people, including us now. Okay? Even right now, if there's someone who's getting born again somewhere right now in the world, they are added into the family of Abraham. So Abraham's children, each and every day, they are increasing. Each and every day. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I became a child of Abraham in 1998. Glory be to God. Okay? The child was like, has that year ever existed? It is so far in the past. But that's when I became a child of Abraham. Okay? Sheki, do you remember when you became a child of Abraham? Which year it was? Okay? Uncle Sam, when did you become a child of Abraham? 2002. That's when Uncle Sam became a child of Abraham. Okay? Esther, when did you become a child of Abraham? Which year? 2000? 2009. Were you born 2009? Was she born? Yes or no? No. When you are born, you became a child of what? Of Father Bob. But when did you become a child of Abraham? 2019, 10 years later. So you see basically when you got born again, when you accepted Jesus, that's when you were added to the family of Abraham. Glory be to God. Carl, when did you become a child of Abraham? 2021, like 4 years ago. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Auntie Rachel, Mama Tangaza, when did you become a daughter of Abraham? 1990? Once Ohio. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Auntie Rachel got born again when she was young. Glory be to God. Abo Bastinia, waiting to Twakachiegram. Okay? Uncle Quiz, when did you become a child of Abraham? Or you haven't yet become? Between there, 2015, 2016. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you are all children of Abraham. If you're not, today you should accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then you will also become one of the stars. Hallelujah. You will also become one of the Esthers. Okay? Doesn't Esther mean star? No. Yes? It means. Yeah, so we are Esthers of Abraham. Glory be to God. Even Uncle Dennis is an Esther. Hallelujah. You just see him there, but he's what? He's an Esther. Okay, anyway. The name Esther means star. Okay? The name what? Esther means star. You learn something new every day, isn't it? Okay? So Auntie Joanne is a star. Yeah? No, Auntie Joanne is an Esther. Even Uncle Sam is an Esther. Glory be to God. So from today, don't fear to call Uncle Sam, Uncle Esther. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? I'm joking, but it's true. Isn't it? Even me, you can call me Pastor Esther. Hallelujah. So when it looked impossible, okay, it looked impossible that Abraham, the promise of God, wouldn't come to pass. Eh? But Abraham was like, no, but God is faithful. Okay, and after some time, when he was 100 years and his wife was 90, okay, they got what? A child, Isaac. Hallelujah. So, contrary to hope, in hope, Abraham believed so that he became the father of many nations. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, because he was about 100 years old. And he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, because even Sarah was very old. Mukaka. Okay? Hallelujah. Esther. Mukaka. Kak. Very old. Like a kaka or the kakas. 90. Glory be to God. So he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. To waver is to like shake, shake. Not shaky, shaky, yeah, but shake, shake with your faith. Okay, he did not. Okay, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what God had promised, God was also able to do what? To perform. Hallelujah. Now, this church was also promised by God that we would become so many. Okay, that will become what? So many. Just like God promised Abraham. All right? That promise first came to us in 2016. Okay, God gave me a dream in 2016. Okay, there's a little girl who came in my dream, and she told me that the small church that you have begun will at one time be the largest in the city. Glory be to God. Basically, it would have the most number of people. Hallelujah. That promise is kind of like the one of Abraham, isn't it? All right? Then in 2018, a church member here, okay, who's no longer here, had a dream. Okay? And in that dream, God was saying that God spoke to us, and he clarified that dream the following year. Okay? And in that dream, message, God said that we should see that, the fulfillment of that promise, in 2025. Glory be to God. Now we are in 2025, okay, and we are not seeing any sign of the fulfillment of the dream. Okay? And mind you, 2025 is coming to an end. Glory be to God. Okay? Tomorrow, you're starting your last term of the year, isn't it? No. Which school? Okay, next week, okay? Yes, you're starting the last term. And when that term ends, the year practically ends. Hallelujah. So now, we're also like Abraham. It's like, will this thing happen? Will the promise of God happen? Hallelujah. We are in that state, isn't it? Okay? Abraham was 99. Okay? Very old. The wife, very old. All right? But the Bible says the promise came to pass. Hallelujah. Okay? Of having children as many as the stars in the sky. Isn't it? Now, for us, God even told us the year. All right? And the year is coming to a what? To a close. And we're also not seeing anything. And there's nothing we can do. There's no factory where we can go and we what? We manufacture people real quick. And then we bring them here. It's not there. So what should we do, children? Okay? You don't know what we should do. Now, even me who's speaking, I don't know what we should do. Okay? The only thing I know I should do and you should do is what Abraham did. What did Abraham do? What did he do? What did he do? Have faith. Believe. Just believe what God told you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? How many of you are in boarding schools? If you're in a boarding school, put up your hand. Boarding school. Okay. So the majority of you are in day schools, isn't it? Now, school ends at what? Like 4:30? Okay, anyway, your school. Remind me your name. Jonathan, okay? Jonathan. Glory be to God. It ends at what time in the evening? At 4. So at 4 you expect to be picked up, isn't it? Now, okay, if you're not using a shuttle. Now, but especially boarding school, the term ends Friday. So you expect your dad to be there. But now, back in my days, I remember there are times when you would wait. Your friends get picked one by one. They go, one by one, they go. Then you start becoming few at school. Then you start to wonder, will my parents pick me up? Then you start to think, I think they forgot that we are what? Breaking off today. Maybe they were not told. Maybe they don't know. You understand? Okay? Like even in the school, it has happened to you. Isn't it? The other week, Eden, my daughter, returns from Kenya. But they told us that they will be arriving Sunday morning at around 7 a.m. So I went to bed. I knew I'm waking up at 7, drive to their school to pick her up. They were coming from Kenya in a bus. Okay, so they were going to travel in the night. All right? Now, I wake up at 7, and I see messages on my phone. The children arrived before 6 a.m. They arrived before 6. I even saw missed calls. Basically, they are trying to call Daddy Eden. Okay? So I remember I jumped in the car. I even don't want to tell the children whether I what? Glory be to God. I haven't said anything. But because now I was thinking that other parents saw that message, immediately it was sent, and for them they went. Now I was there thinking that Eden is there alone with the teachers. Okay? And she must be crying, you know. And so I drove real quick. I got there. When I got there, I was like, you know, did you cry? Then she told me, only this eye. Basically, she cried. Okay. So I told her, but Eden, why did you cry? You knew that Daddy would come, right, to pick you. Then the teacher was like, you know, or teachers are trained in what? Or PR. They're like, no, she just wanted to know that you are aware. Whichever time you come, but she just wanted to know that you are what? You are aware that she has arrived. But I wasn't aware any. So anyway, my daughter cried. Okay? But I'm like, but she didn't have to cry because I would still be there. Glory be to God. But I understand why she cried, okay? But I also don't understand why she cried. Glory be to God. All the females in this room are like, those are yours. But for us, we properly understand. Yeah? Someone's wife even wants to cry right now. Hallelujah. Anyway, but you see, yeah, so man, I experienced those things at school, boarding school. In fact, there was a time when, because in P7 I was in a primary school, there was a time when we went back for holiday, whatever. Going back, boarding school for holiday, what? For classes. Then you break off a week before the time begins. So you go back home a bit. So remember, going then, now all my friends began to be what? Picked up. I remember it was only P7. So, everyone is going. Then we were left like three students, man. You just know your parents are not aware. Man, do you know what I did? I was in Namiliango. Do you know what I did? I walked from Namiliango to Seta. Your bro was in Namiliango. So you know the distance. It used to be like 2 kilometers, I think. Right now, it's a tarmac road, I hear. And so I walked. I think I walked with someone, like another what? He so walked, man. Because I was like, they don't know, they forgot, because why would I be here? So I walked. I had some carito money. Okay, walked. Got into a taxi. I don't know why it dropped. Anyway, I arrived home, man. In Bokoto here, somewhere. I arrived home. My dad was shocked to see me. He's like, didn't you see your brother? We sent your brother to what? I was like, glory be to God. So you can send them. My parents were aware. But for me, I was like, time is going, man. You know, eh? But you had to leave your stuff there at school, eh? So anyway, I didn't have anything to carry. That's why I walked, man, left school. Hallelujah. That wasn't the first time I was walking away from a place. The first time I walked away from my grandmother's place. Hallelujah. Okay. Children, these are nice, what? Hey. Okay, I remember I was like 7 or 8. My mother who took me for what? Holidays. Okay? Some place which is now prime, okay? Christine, you know it, Kasenge. Okay, now you can't get there land, man. But that was a village. So anyway, I went there with a cousin of mine. Okay, so with my grandmother, you know. Now for me, I believe this lady, this grandmother of mine, never used to like me. But maybe it wasn't true. But as a child, maybe I had changed and find she was tough. So I was like, this woman doesn't what? Like me. But children, don't do this, okay? Hallelujah. So, but I had, my mother had given me some money. So, one evening night, I told my grandmother that for me, I'm going back home tomorrow. Then, she was allowed to say, and so I walked from Ukasenge up to, I think, Nakauka. Eh? You know that place? Natet, I think. Yeah. 7-year-old. Okay? You children, you can walk, but you're just lazy. Okay? You're lazy, you have cars, but you can walk. Glory be to God. So, yes. So, anyway, I walked, man, up to Natet. No, up to Nakauka, I think. And then from that place, I got a taxi up to Natet. Okay? Then I walked from Natete via Urubaga, whatever. Walked, you know, up to Nakulabi, and I arrived home. You know, you can walk, but we're just what? Hallelujah. Okay? And children, it's good that you walk. Because if you walk, now, I'm not saying walk from home, okay? If your brother, or from school, or from home, okay? If you're at school, please wait for your parents to pick you up. Okay? But in holidays, don't just sit and watch TV. Okay? Get some time, get up, walk in the compound, play. Like that time I saw Manzi at his home. Uncle Manzi was playing what? Football. Okay? That helps you to what? To keep healthy and not to grow very fat. Hallelujah. So children, please walk. Glory be to God. Anyway, yeah, so, yes. Anyway, I waited in P7. My parents were not coming. No, that was a visiting Sunday. Hallelujah. You know, I went to boarding school when I was young. Okay? Now, first visiting Sunday. Okay, cars, man, show up, man, with grab, food. Eh? Then one for me, I went at the gate, I waited. Like every car that comes, you look. Eh? Then up to like 5, when now visiting sign is supposed to be end. My parents didn't show up. I cried. Okay? When I say that, I remember one time Helen was with my wife and telling her what? The stories. And then when she was gone, my wife began to tell me all the stories. Which had what were, and every story apparently had that thing. And I cried. Then my maid did this. And I cried. Do you remember that? And I cried. Like someone was like, I enjoy crying. And I cried. But now, on, I think it was like Tuesday in the week. Okay? I'm playing football in the afternoon. Then my friends come and, you know, they call me. Those days I was known as Buango. Okay, Buango, you know, your mother's come. Okay, he's at teacher so-and-so's place. Then I went. Then they told me, you know what? On that day we came. Okay, we're on our way. But we reached Seta. Okay, Seta. And it had rained. And man, the road was so bad. And we couldn't what? So we went back. But we were really coming. Okay? But then, of course, they had brought me grab. Grace Joy, do you know grab? Man, you should know this. Grab. Please, yeah? Grab is like eats. Eh? We used to call them eats. Yes, Esther, do you still call them eats? Like when they bring you, eh? Grab. Yes, grab. So she had brought a milk grab. I was happy, but she didn't show up on visiting Sunday. Now, God is not like that. Glory be to God. God shows up when he says he should. When he says, I will show up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My parents in P7, indeed, they showed up, like in a sense. But it's only me who moved faster than them, and I left school. But they had plans to come and what? Pick me up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Abraham waited and he waited. Okay? But I don't know whether he cried and he cried. That's what I don't know. It is not written. All right? But the Bible says he believed even when it looked impossible. Okay? And the promise was what? Fulfilled. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So anyway, so God told us 2020 what? Yes. And when I look at you, I don't think I'm the only one who cried and cried and cried. When I look at Lydia, you must have done some cry on visiting sand. Hallelujah. You've just come back from Kenya. You're new in the country. Just a few years, you're thrown in Nabingo. And guys, man, we take long to show up on what? Hey, Esther, eh? Some crying in Mary Hill. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But then God told us 2025, and now it's coming to an end, man. And what can we do? We can only do what Abraham did. Just believe. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because even in 2024, the other, last year, Esther is okay. Mrs. Esther. You know, another child of Abraham. She had a dream when God was telling us, pray, until so we prayed. And then when we prayed, Dennis Esther had a dream when God was saying that, yeah, now the promise is what? Yeshua. All right? You remember, you all remember, the others, you remember, Then we thought that year we were going to start seeing the growth of the church, but, you know, we did. Before the year ended, okay, Mrs. Christine Mjimba had a dream when, like, the church was flooding with people. Hallelujah. So that is around 9 months ago. Okay, from the time she had the dream, I think the only new member we've gotten, maybe Regan, I think, and Mama Ngonzi. You know, but anyway, the point is, there doesn't seem to be any star, you know. Glory be to God. Okay, then Auntie Olive also had a dream before the year ended. Then there was Honesty's dream, you remember? Then I also had a dream when I had a baby girl and she was dying. But then in the twinkling of an eye, she became well. And in that instant, she also became a 10-year-old. Just like that. All right? And God was telling me that is what is going to happen with the church. Just when you think it is over, like it is dead. Okay? He says that at that time, it will grow. Okay? You remember? The child was like 5 months. But in less than a second, the child was a 10-year-old. Glory be to God. And God says that's what will happen with us. Okay? Hallelujah. But now that was, I think it was in September. And September 2023. Okay? Now, we haven't seen that yet. So what should we do, children? Okay? Nkwanzi, what should we do? Pray. Continue believing. Pray, continue believing. Basically, we have to do, children, what Abraham did. Okay? This is why the title of our message is called Walking, put it back again, Walking by the Faith of what? Abraham. Abraham believed when it looked impossible. Even us, it looks impossible. Okay? That God's promise is going to come to pass. The only thing we have to do is just what Abraham did. Believe. Do what in Kwanzi? Just believe. Hallelujah. In my opinion, the praying we did, you remember? Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. That we did. Hallelujah. That we did. And God was like, good, you've done it. Okay? Now all we have to do is to what? To believe, just like Abraham believed. To have faith, just as Abraham had faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, I told you all this last Sunday, isn't it? But of course I didn't tell you how I walked away from my grandmother's place, how I cried. And I cried. And I cried. That's exactly how we should say. And I cried. And she was laughing. And I cried. And I cried. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I didn't tell you all that, but I told you that we have to have faith just like Abraham, isn't it? Now, on Monday, after last Sunday, after the anniversary, on Monday, I get a message, and there's a church member who wants to see me. So we met, and the church member who told me that on Friday, before the anniversary, she had a dream. Okay? A dream which the church member didn't disclose to anyone until after the service. Okay? In fact, after the service, that dream was told to only one person. Okay? Mrs. Isoke. And Mrs. Isoke did bad manners. Didn't tell me that dream. Yet I was with her after the service. Okay? But thank God, on Monday, I also got to know about it. Glory be to God. So let me tell you the dream. Okay? The person had it on Friday, 2 days before Sunday, before the anniversary of service. Now, in this dream, children, do you remember the color of my jacket, my coat, like on Sunday? Who remembers it? Women should be remembering it. They're the ones who wait to leave the wedding reception until they see the changing dress. Crazy. You have heard of those things? Women, eh? Crazy, now you know women a bit. They don't leave the reception, even when it is midnight. They're like, no, we're not leaving until what? We see the changing dress. Kachuba, why? Like, how? It's not a big deal. Then after the wedding, they tell their friends about the wedding dress, how it was. Then the changing dress. Like, but who cares? Hallelujah. Quiz. These people, eh? For you, do you understand them? You understand them? Glory be to God. Hey, one day you're going to tell the truth. Hallelujah. And so there's someone who had put up their hand. Who remembers the color of the coat I wore? Did the child put up their hand? No? Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's what? Uh-huh. So what was the color of my jacket? Eh? Yes. Navy blue, basically dark. Navy blue, black, you know, in that what? Class. And that's correct. Give him a big hand clap. And so now in this person's dream, I was dressed exactly like that. Glory be to God. Now, the more interesting bit is that Auntie Joanne in the dream on Friday was dressed in red just as she was dressed on the anniversary. Glory be to God. And all women remember Auntie Joanne's dress. Glory be to God. Even Grace Joy is agreeing. Yeah, we remember. Grace Joy is like, yes, for me, I will never walk away from a wedding reception until I see the changing dress. Hallelujah. So anyway, in that dream, I was dressed just like I was dressed in the what? On Sunday. And Auntie Joanne was dressed exactly as she was dressed on Sunday. Okay? Now, in the dream, this person, glory be to God, why do people walk out of church at the wrong time? Okay? Let me leave that bit until someone comes back, just to make them happy. Now, one of the songs that you people sang, okay, on Sunday, featured in that dream. Glory be to God. It featured in that what? Dream. I forgot to ask the song. Okay? And my message, okay, that I gave to the worship team on their own and to the congregation was, we should have endless hope. Glory be to God. We should have, and that's what the person remembers, and I kept emphasizing it. We should have endless hope. We should have endless hope. Okay? And isn't that what I preached on Sunday? Basically, to believe like Abraham did. Okay? Contrary to hope, Abraham believed. Isn't it? Glory be to God. All right? And now, then also, in the dreamer saw a young person in the worship team. Okay? And it was Uriah. Glory be to God. Uriah, who happened to be in the worship team last what? Sunday. Glory be to God. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. And the message was, you should have endless hope. Glory be to God. Basically, believe. Okay? Contrary to hope. Just like Abraham did. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then the other detail was, in the dream, I told you to go and read again the word for the week. Okay? And adults, you know, the word for the week that day was, that week was prisoners of hope. Glory be to God. Prisoners of hope. Contrary to hope, you believe. Just like Abraham did. Glory be to God. The other detail in the dream is that after the worship team had sung, Auntie Joanne came up to talk. And the dreamer is like, hey, this anniversary, it's Joanne who's going to speak to us. Okay? It's always Pastor Moses. Pastor Esther, isn't it? Okay, but now it is Pastor Joanne. Okay? But in the dream, after some time, Auntie Joanne invited me. Glory be to God. And that is what exactly happened on the anniversary. Hallelujah. Now, when I was told that dream, okay, on Monday, I decided to talk about it during the what? In the word for the week. Bob, you read the word for the week? No? Did you read Prisoners of Hope? No? These are your people. You. Today, you're OB from Entebbe. Glory be to God. Tell me some. Okay, so, yes, and yeah, so remember, I told you that I told you in the dream to read the word for the week, isn't it? Which was entitled Prisoners of Hope, which we got from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12, okay? Which says that, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Prisoners, you know, when you're a prisoner of hope, it means you are, there's only one thing you can do, it is to hope. Like if you are a prisoner of food, you're always eating. You are a prisoner of food. Isn't that so, man? When someone is a, not you, but when someone is a prisoner of food, eating, left, right, center, up, down. Yeah? Hallelujah. So that's, you know, that's what I told you. Now, when I decided to write or to talk about that dream in the word for the week, I was like, but no. I have to be very sure that indeed this person had this dream. All right? Because I didn't want Okunfela. You know, just tell me what I want to hear. I was like, you know. And that was the first time I've done this. So I wrote to this individual, Bridget. I wrote to that individual. I asked them, are you willing to say right now that God take my life right now if I am lying? Glory be to God. Been able to really what? Because remember, this dream was too good. And I don't want to believe something that is not true. You understand? Okay? So I told this person, are you willing to say, God, kill me now. Take my life now. If I am lying. I'm just making up this dream to spin Pastor Esther. Okay? Then the person wrote back, says, I am willing. Glory be to God. As in, mananukuo. Eh? How do you say ukweli in Swahili? But like indeed, for sure, truth. How do you say it? Like to emphasize that nkugambe chitufu amazima. What is amazima in Runyankore? You who was in Maryhill, you should have learned Runyankore.
Namazima.
You have said it so well, it sounds so nice. But louder.
Amazima. Namazima.
Namazima. Glory be to God, okay? Debatoro say that or amanan. Okay, hence mananuko. Okay? So the person says, I'm willing to say it. That God what? Take my life if I'm lying. Now, in addition to saying that take my life if I'm lying, they told me that, and by the way, Pastor, there's something else I didn't tell you that was in the dream. Glory be to God. So you can see, if someone was lying, there's no way they can say, God, take my life. And then they even lie more. You understand? You can't do that, man. Because if you have lied, you have lied. But you can't even add more after saying, God, kill me. Isn't it? Okay. When I told that story to Mrs. Isoke, she said that, you put the person on gunpoint. I was like, yes, I had to do it. Glory be to God. Because when I'm interviewing LAT 25, we see we. Glory be to God. Some of us have nowhere else to go. We can't do any other job. We burnt the bridges. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We like me, there's nothing. You see, and that's the best place to be. When you give yourself to God and you burn the bridges, you are like, I can never go back. I am in this forever. Hallelujah. That's why I can't go back into the medical field. Go back and do what? While I was there, I was bored. Okay? The few things I knew, I forgot them. Refresher course. Glory be to God. But then go back to what? Something I wasn't born to do. You understand? I was born to preach. Okay? I wasn't born to practice medicine. I am in the perfect will for my life. Glory be to God. Like Jeremiah. Okay? Before I was conceived in mother's womb, before I was born, God who called me to be a preacher. Hallelujah. And now that I arrived in that preacher place, there's nowhere else I can go. There's nothing else I can go to. Because all those other things, I wasn't born to do them. However good they are, however rewarding financially they are, I can't do them. I'm not interested. Okay? My life is not about money. Okay, you can have all the money in the world, but you're not happy. And one time you're going to get to heaven, and God is like, you had all the money in the world, but you didn't do what you were created to do. You didn't do for me what you were. So for me, I can't. Hallelujah. I what? I can't. Glory be to God. Okay? If in the event that this, the promise of God didn't happen next year, I will still be a preacher. Glory be to God. Okay? Like the football commentators say. Okay? We used to play that game with Elvis. And those video, whatever. FIFA. You know those FIFA games? When you get Messi, then you make him play, run, then scores. Manzi, you know those games? They're called FIFA what? Anyway, like every year, there's a FIFA 2020, eh? Isn't it? Sam, you know them. We play those games with Elvis, man. You get the mouse, then you start, man. We would sit at Good African, what? Ukofi, with a laptop. The prophet, man, was on those things. And man, he was good. Obviously, he always used to win. Remember, You know, anyway, sometimes when they would grab like Messi or Ronaldo, like in a corner, and there's nowhere he can run, like, or pass like the defender, the commentators would say, he has nowhere to run. He has nowhere to go. Glory be to God. And so I'm in that state. Hallelujah. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to what? In fact, Alan is the one who used to install those games on Elvis's laptop. Isn't it? Yeah, so you know the every. Now, people would come, Bambi, they want to meet the what? The prophet. Or they want to talk with the prophet. Bafunye, like a kakisa, a koktulako. Then I'd be good Africa. And the guy for him was so you could see girls would come and they would be bored. Because for them, girls naturally want to talk, isn't it? Hmm? Women are naturally what? Kativazwe ne gadi da da da. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so I'm in that state. Hallelujah. And so I put the person on what? Gunpoint. They say, I'm ready. God will take my life if I'm what? Lying. Then they added a detail. And by the way, Pastor, I didn't tell you this because I didn't think it was important. But it was also in the what? In the dream. Do you want to know what the dreamer said? Bridget, you are not here. But on Sunday, just like all anniversaries, you can guess what we ate and drank.
Cake and juice.
We had cake and what? But now in the dream, people, we didn't have cake. But we had juice. Who wants to guess what we had instead of cake? Meat? Wrong. Yeah. Bread, wrong. This time I'm not like a teacher. That, oh, you've tried. No. This time I'm gunpoint. Wrong. Who else wants to? Pork. Auntie Christine, we ate hope. Very wrong. Hallelujah. Your mother, very wrong. Okay? Now, instead of cake, sweethearts, we had mushrooms. Glory be to God. No one would get that. But instead of cake, we were served mushrooms. Hallelujah. And children, maybe you don't know what mushrooms mean to us. One day, last year, it was. Yes, no, this year in March, I had a dream, children. And in the dream, Jesus gave me mushrooms. Okay? And do you know how mushrooms grow? Aurea, do you know how mushrooms grow? You see, Aurea, okay? Yes, you have a compound at home. I saw it the other day. Beautiful. Okay? You're playing football. Do you play football? Sometimes. With these boys. Okay? Now, that compound of yours, that's a garden. There's grass in there, isn't it? Now, you finish to play football at 7 when it's getting dark, isn't it? And the stars have begun to what? To come. And the following morning, at 6 or at 7, and you'll find mushrooms have covered the whole place. But you didn't leave even a single one before you went to bed. After you played what? You wake up in the morning, and a large area of it, of the compound, is filled with mushrooms. Glory be to God. Okay, so when the dreamer dreamt mushrooms, I remember the dream God had told, had given LAT that That's how LAT will grow. LAT will mushroom. Glory be to God. Meaning that it will be in an instant. Wake up one day or a certain month, there will be an exponential growth of people. Just like mushrooms just show up. Hallelujah. Just like a 5-month-old child. In less than a second, becoming like a 10-year-old child. Same dream, isn't it? Same message. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what the dream was. Glory be to God. In the dream, I was dressed exactly as I was dressed on the anniversary. Auntie Joanne was dressed exactly as she was what? Dressed. The message was just as I preached, endless hope, have endless hope, have endless hope. Then I told you, go back and read the word for the week. And the word for the week was prisoners of hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was going to say that, and again, Oria has walked out at the wrong time, but she's there. Okay? In the dream, Oria was in the worship team, just like she was on Sunday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So by those mushrooms and the message, God was saying that indeed, okay, I am watching over my word to fulfill it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Like Abraham, we are walking by the faith of who? Abraham. Glory be to God. As I end, let me read you a scripture. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. Okay. A certain ruler called Jairus came to Jesus, verse 23, and he begged Jesus earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live." So Jesus went with him, isn't it? Okay? Now, somewhere along the way, there was a woman with an issue of blood who came in there. Okay? And somewhere along the way, Jesus is speaking to the people. Then anyway, it says in verse 35 that while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from there, from the ruler's house, okay, and say to him, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" At first, the child was just sick. Sent for Jesus. And Jesus is on his way. He's coming. But before he arrives, things even get worse. The child dies. Okay, the child does what? Now, as soon as Jesus heard those people telling the man that your child has died, Jesus said to the man, "Do not be afraid. Only do what? Only believe." Basically, believe, hope against hope. Someone has even died. At first, it was just sick, but close to death. There you can think, but now a difficult situation has been made worse. Now it looks impossible. Like Abraham, 99 years, looks impossible to get a child. But Jesus just said, only believe. Just like Abraham believed. And that's what we're also supposed to do. Then it says that, and he allowed no one to follow him. So Jesus allowed no one to follow him on the way to the man's house except Peter, James, and John. Verse 38, then Jesus arrived at the house and he saw people weeping and wailing. And they were crying and they cried and they cried and they cried. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hele. Hmm? You can understand what? These people. Eh? And Christine and her daughter can click these people very well. So Jesus entered the house and said to the people, "Why make this commotion and weep? This child is not dead, but is sleeping." Then they laughed at Jesus. But Jesus put all of them out of the house. He threw them out of the house. Then he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him, okay, Peter, James, and John, okay, and entered into the room where the dead body was. Then Jesus took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha." Huh? Talitha what? It's there. Talitha. Kumi, chumi, I don't know. Kumi. How would you say in Swahili, Lydia? Huh? Little daughter, arise. Amka, isn't it? Huh? Amka. You see, I've gotten at least the Amka. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that so? No, Swahili. Hallelujah. By force. Hallelujah. So Jesus said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was about the age of what? Of 12. Glory be to God. The girl was sick at the point of death. Jesus is like, "I'm coming." Okay? Hallelujah. "I'm coming. Your mother is coming on visiting Sunday." Glory be to God. It is 5 p.m. She ain't arrived. And they even closed the gates. Like it's over. It is visiting Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Parents who haven't come, it's over. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But let's assume it's your father. Your father. He said, "I'm coming." Okay? So let's say your father for a reason that I'm going to tell you. So he arrives at 5:30. The gate is what? Like it's over. Then your dad was like, "You're joking. For me, I told my child I'm coming." So what does your father do? Man, what does your father do? Climb through the gate, man. With all the grab. Glory be to God. Because your father had to keep his word. Hallelujah. Mr. Isoke, say amen. Glory be to God. Now, we are in this state. Very sick, close to death. But Jesus is like, what? "I'm coming." The mushrooms are for sure. The mushrooming are for sure. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.